It's a schoolset an honor to be here today. I'm so excited, as I say every single week. One of the highlights of my week is to learn with you and speak Divrei Torah. I'm actually as I said last week, Eretz Yisrael, Israel, and America are doing different parshas. So last week, I had Shvi Shel Pesach, I had the last days of Pesach, and I was able to speak a lot about Shvi Shel Pesach, and then I threw in a nice little idea of Achremos. Now this week, it gets a little more challenging, because in America, it's Achremos, and for us, in Eretz Yisrael, to you guys, it's Parshas Kedoshim. So although they're going to lay both things for you in Yeshiva, however, I get a little, it's a little complicated. So what I'm going to do is, like I said last week, is that I'm going to give a question from Achremos, because that's America, and we have a lot of listeners in America. And then I'm going to give a nice, beautiful idea from Kedoshim, a question of Kedoshim. And then I'm going to take Sfiras HaOmer, which we're in right now, going from a Pesach to a Shavuos, and try to, like, interlink that. You know, some other parshas, I don't know if I'm always, you know, Sfiras HaOmer is going to be over soon, a couple weeks. But we're going to try to do that. And I think if we do this, we can come out with a major Yisod. And I have a plan and a major Yisod. Obviously, whenever I speak, I'm really giving mussar to myself. I really am. And let's try to build. So we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask questions, and then we're going to come out with the Yisod. Parshas Achremos. Last week for Eretz Yisrael, this week for America. Vayidaber, Perek Tezayin, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Achremos Shnei Bnei Aaron. Hashem is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu after the death of Aaron's two sons. Bekarvasam Lifnei Hashem Vayamusu. When they approached before Hashem, and they died. We know that every parsha has a name, Achremos. But if you look further, if you go further on, which we're going to do in Kriyas HaTorah, and obviously all the Shnayim Mikra, Baruch Hashem, if we don't do it, it could always start. And you're going to see that it doesn't really talk about the death of Aaron's children. That was in Parsha Shmini, which we spoke about at length. The Gemara in Erevin that talks about what their sins were. So question one, a very basic question that you got to ask. Why is the Parsha called Achremos? You know, call it Yom Kippur. It's talking a lot about the Avoda, of Aaron going and doing the Avoda. It's talking about, the end of the Parsha talks about the forbidden relationships. Yeah, well, maybe we don't want to talk about that. You know, give it a name for that. But why the name of Achremos if there's not really such a connection with the rest of the Parsha? Or maybe there is. That is question one. Great. Now, just to do review, because review never hurt anyone. Sometimes it's, you know, sometimes you do review, but then that's not review because you didn't really learn it the first time. Not calling anyone out, chas v'shalom. It's review for me. You know, teachers always say that, like, it's review for me. Not really, the teacher's saying, I know it already, and I'm trying to say, you don't know it, chas v'shalom. Everyone knows it in this room, that, or you listen to it. Right, last week it wasn't saying it over because it was Shvi Shel Pesach, so I didn't have an audience. But here, I asked a question that it says very, very interesting. It says that it says that Avodah, and then it says that he did a tefillah again. He went into the mikvah, but he just finished the Avodah. That was the question the Chassam Sofer asked. We'll try to maybe review it. Probably not forget. But that's interrelated to question one. We'll call it question one because I know, you know, I throw in a lot of questions. People get very scared. So question one. Achremos. I wanted to give a little, again, these parshas are so jam-packed. And, you know, sometimes they go on and on and on, which you know, and probably you turn off the recording, or you leave. But, furthermore, in Achremos, it says that we have the mitzvah of v'chai b'hem, we have to live by them. So again, if I don't, hopefully I'm going to speak this out, but the obvious question is, we know the Gemara tells in Sanhedrin that there are three averos that you're not allowed to do, and you're not allowed to live by them. If someone comes to you and says, either do Avodah Zorah, which is idol worship, Shvichus Damim, to kill someone, Rachmanu Litzlan, or Gilui Arayis, or to commit bad activities, then you have to die. But it's Mechaibahem, so what's the difference? Okay, we'll see if we get to that question. Fine. Now, we come to Parshas Kedoshim. Parshas Kedoshim starts off in the beginning of Kedoshim, and again, Torah is Torah. All the people in America, they can use this Dvar Torah for next week. Obviously, you're going to remember it. But in Parshas Kedoshim, it says, Perek Yates, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor. Hashem is speaking to Moshe, Daber el ko adas b'nei Yisrael. Speak to all of the assembly of b'nei Yisrael. V'yamart alehem, and say to them, Kedoshim tehiyu, you shall be holy. Ki kadosh ani, for holy am I. Hashem Elokeichem, I, Hashem, your God, your Lord, you should be holy. What does that mean? What does holiness mean? Like, oh, be holy, man! What does holiness mean? And then the Torah goes on right there. Again, there's so much in Kedoshim. Again, next week, God willing, the Rabban Yishom should help all of us. We should have a Gevaldik week. But next week, we'll also get more in maybe in Kedoshim, because it's always going to be a week off. It's Labor Day. Okay. I don't know why the rabbis didn't set up it. This week's Akramas Kedoshim, so this year would have made sense, Akramas Kedoshim. But, okay, you can't always ask questions on everything. You can, but you're not always going to get good answers. Okay. It says in Ish imo v'aviv tiro v'chav sosai tishmoru ani Hashem Elokeichem. Every man should fear his parents, and you should observe Shabbos. So Rashi asks the obvious question from the Gemara in Yevamis, on Daf Hei Amud Beis, Tavav Amud Aleph, also found in Bava Metzia, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and now you're going to think, oh, you're so smart. No, I just looked on the bottom of the, looked on the bottom to see, and it gives you the thingy. I always have that guy, like, because Mesuras HaShas and Shas, they sometimes quote the Dapim. You look on the little sign in the top margin, they quote the Daf, and they're like, you memorize. Everyone said, I thought recently, you memorize all the guy. But he'd be like, oh, Shabbos, Daf Yud Ches, Yuma. I'm like, whoa, you're a genius. So I'm not here to call him that. Like, he wasn't a genius. He's a smart guy. He still is a smart guy. He's a little older than me. But, like, the Gemara's are right there. You know what I'm saying? Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm just trying to show you that I don't really. I know the Gemara. I've seen the Gemaras once back in the day. But everyone could do that. So don't be so impressed. Okay, anyway. But the obvious question is, what is the juxtaposition? I always said that word right. I'm not sure if I did. Yeah, people will tell me if I did or not. And what is the connection between Shabbos and fearing your parents? So the Gemara, Rashi brings out from the Gemara that if your parents, chas v'shalom, tell you to do something bad, don't listen to them. Obviously, hopefully parents won't do that. But, you know. And but the obvious question on this, what's the obvious question? Why specifically Shabbos? Why Shabbos? There are a lot of, the Gemara even gives other examples, but why specifically Shabbos? Lav Dafka? Shabbos, whenever you have a question, right? And then you say Lav Dafka, it's not exact, so that basically kills the question. Like, oh, you know. But this is a good question. Not only because I'm asking you, I mean, bigger people over Mechavi Kordic, sorry, last row of a Krakow asked this question, other Akronim asked this. Usually, like, there are the questions out there. A lot of times I just give you the big questions, and a lot of people talk about it, different ideas. So the obvious question is, why Dafka Shabbos? It could be anything. So if you say Lav Dafka, so then you kill the question. So we're not going to say that. There's obviously a deep meaning. Good. Question three. Again, sometimes we spend a long time on the questions, but let's get to the question. We know that we're in the Sefirah Soma period, and the Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Beis, Amud Beis, famous Gemara. We all know that it's a happy time because we're going from Pesach to Shavuos. It's counting up, as we spoke about last week, the Chinuch, as everyone remembers, Baruch Hashem, Shin Vav, the Chinuch, Gaval the Chinuch. Look at it, they have it in English also, it's Gavaldik. But the Gemara tells us that we know all the great Talmidim, 24,000, 12,000 Zugos died. Why? Lo Nagu Kavod Zeba Zed. They didn't give honor. And I have a very obvious question that always has bothered me. I spoke about this before, but as I once said before from official Shachter, no one really remembers any of the Torah. They just remember the stories. Actually, when I tell the story this week, probably you're going to remember it. I don't remember when I said it. You know, I don't know when I say different stories. I kind of have a picture. I'll actually tell you soon why I remember when I said this story. but the obvious question is these people were huge. These weren't like, you know what I'm saying? They weren't those guys. These guys were huge. They were the Tanoim. They were the Amorim. They were the biggest Gedolim out there. You know, our Gedolim, I'm not here to say, you know, our Gedolim are in different worlds. They tell the story of Chaim Kanievsky, that when he married off, it's in the Rebbe's and Kanievsky book, when he married off a son, he went over to the Mechulin and he says, I'm not going to be able to make Sheva Brachas. So the Mechulin's like, why not? He's like, I have a lot of Chayvis. So like, the Mechulin was also a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Again, he's not the Gadol Hador, most people can't be the Gadol Hador. But Mechulin was getting so nervous. Like, the Gadol Hador has chobos, he has debts. Like, let me, you know, we could, probably like 1 second, we could just wipe off those debts, you know? But he didn't know. You know what chobos mean? Chobos mean that every single morning, Rav Chaim wakes up at 2 in the morning till 6:30, because then everyone starts banging down his door. And if you ever see him, how much patience he has. From 2 to 6:30, he does, I think, eight Plata Gemara, Midrash Rabbah, everything out there. He makes a siyum on Kol Torah Kula every single year. And those are called his chovos. I was once waiting for him, and they didn't let anyone in because he did not fill his chov of Rambam. I think he does 14 prokhm of Rambam a day. And they said, sorry, he still has chovos. Chovos don't mean money. Now, for us, it means money. But chovos for him, he has a set limud. So here, I'm not here to... Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Gadol Hador, whoever we zeicha to see, got a bracha from him, right? I got a bracha from him, then I have a boy, Baruch Hashem. Was Mekuyim, and I went over there and I told him, he was so excited, he was so dumb. And, so, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the great, the Gadol Hador in this generation, the Tanoim and the Amoraim, Rav Chaim would tell you are much bigger than him. Oh, this is not like a shtuch on Rav Chaim, Chassid Shalom, where can you do that? These were the biggest giants, they knew Torah Shabbat Peh, everything. They made Torah Shabbat Peh. So, how in the world did they do that? And furthermore, we learn in this week's parasha, "V'hafta l'reacha kamaycha," says the Halakha, Rabbi Akiva, in Torah's Kohanim, Perek Dalet, Yud Beis, "Amar Rabbi Akiva zeklal gadol b'Torah." This is the klal of the Torah, and guess who it is? Rabbi Akiva, and it was Rabbi Akiva's students. Rabbi Akiva's whole life was "V'hafta l'reacha kamaycha." That's what he was all about. What the Pshat Amar, we spoke about that. The Ramban. The Chassamseva. Geshmak HaTayre. What L'Reacha means. V'Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. How can it be that 24,000 of Rabbi Akiva's students died? So let's just review again. Again, a lot of questions. Sometimes we spend a lot of time on the questions. But just to, you know, say it out. And then we're going to come up with the Yisoid. It's a big Yisoid. Halavai. That you're bringing into my life. We also bring it into our lives. Amen, amen. Again, question one, why is it called Achremos? The parsha is not talking about Achremos at all. Question two, is that Kedoshim Tiyu, it says that you should have fear of your parents, and then it says you should keep Shabbos. Why is that in the same Pasuk? So the Gemara tells us that because if your parents tell you to violate Shabbos, you can't listen to them, obviously. Why specifically Shabbos? They can tell you to violate a lot of different things. They shouldn't, obviously. Hashem is the boss of everyone. Whatever, but they shouldn't do that. But with Shabbos, and the third question, how can it be? How can it be that Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, lost so many students? So we've spoken about this yisod before, and this is the yisod of relationships. And again, it takes a lot of work. Anyone tells you it doesn't take work, they're lying to themselves. We live in a world that is very self-centered, we are very focused on ourselves. And again, we are born that way. We are born as little children. We cried when things didn't work out and we were hungry or we were dirty, we cried. And right away, hopefully, right, Baruch Hashem, my parents, went and tend to our needs. I heard a Gvala, I don't think I said this on the Pesach Shir, that we are like children. If we had a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we're children, that we just reach out every time we need help, we reach out to Hashem, we're like children. That's a good thing in that respect. But at the same time, as we're getting older and older and older, sometimes people never lose the self-centeredness. They just don't get it. So what's the whole idea of relationships? How does a person build a better relationship? How does, again, it's hard, it's an avoda, because if we're born this way, and hopefully we get out of it, how does a person build? You know, I just heard, I listened to Rav Aryeh Leibowitz a lot, and Yitori is tremendous. He quoted an amazing study. The study's like this: if you look in all the popular, you know, some people know this thing, some people don't. Some people are nodding their heads, they know it, they don't know it. Like, I know the Gemara, you don't. Sorry, just a little. Anyway, yeah. So they wanted to know the most popular name, most popular men's names. So the 39th most popular name is Jerry. The 40th most popular men's name is Dennis. The 41st most popular men's name is Roger. Okay? So we got Jerry, Dennis, and Roger. Now, how many dentists have the name Jerry in the world? So there are 270 dentists named Jerry, and which is, again, the 39th most popular name in America. And Roger, who's the 41st most popular name, has 257 names. Obviously, upper math, you would think that Dennis would have in between 270 and 257. Let's say like 264, all right, 265. Maybe that's what. However, you know how many names Dennis, you know how many dentists are named Dennis? 482. So they did a study, a theory, unbelievable. Look it online, this theory. Because Dennis is similar to dentist. Dennis, D. So people view themselves, they're self-centered. They see, my name is Dennis. I'm like a dentist. So therefore, there are more, they did a study, unbelievable. For example, Jacksonville, Florida, right? Florida, Uncle G, call out to Florida, Miami. Again, Jacksonville's a little, not Miami, but whatever, Uncle G. So what's the common name for Jacksonville, Florida? Four times the name you'll find in Jacksonville, you find Jack over Phil. Four times that you'll find the name of Jack more than Phil. But guess what? In Philadelphia, you will find three times the amount that a person's name is Phil in Philadelphia more than Jack. Unbelievable. Look at these stats. Because what does that show you? Because even within our name, it's Siyata D'Shmaya, what our names are. We blame you, our parents have special Siyata D'Shmaya. But even in our names, people look at their names and they say, hey! Right? How many lawyers are Lawrence? I don't know. Look it up. Yeah, not now, but a little later. Right? So again, this idea that your name, because again, we're self-centered. We think about only ourselves sometimes, and we think about what's good for me. How can I do? What's in it for me? Now, how does this relate? And I'll tell you a great story. Everyone's waiting for the stories. I know how it works. So I heard a Gevaldik pshat. It was an eye-opening pshat. I said this pshat before. It was actually, I was going through a very hard tkufa. I can tell you tkufa. Don't always be so nosy. But this shear, some shears help me, some shears don't. but shear from Rav Gad Freeman, very popular speaker out there. Very funny guy, I know him a little. And he quoted, I actually found it afterwards, he's quoted this yisod. Afterwards, by Rav Chatzko, who was a Mashkiach Aponovich. I have to, maybe I'll email him, I don't know. Right, that I found this yisod of what the sin was. What happened? How is it possible that the greatest rabbis messed up? So he said this is so, and Rav Chatzko also says it with Mashkiach Aponovich, great Rav Chatzko, Rav Chatzko Levinstein, lived not so long ago, only less than 100 years ago. So he writes in Midas Chaf Gimel that, you know what happened here? Again, I'm not here to, these are the greatest rabbis. They're just trying to give possibilities. The Rebbe Shalom decreed, Rav Asher Weiss actually says, one of the Golem in Eretz Yisrael, that since the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Kuf Aleph, that Tzaddikim are judged, Kechut HaSaro. Because, again, Tzaddikim, it's a big responsibility to be a Tzaddik. So since something was off a little with these great people, so therefore, since Rabbi Kiva was passing on the Mesorah, says Rav Asher Weiss, the people had to die. Okay, it makes sense. Who am I to say it makes sense or not? But still, that answer talks to me, but this other answer talks to me more. He says like this, Gevaldik. You know what the pshat is? I'll tell you the pshat. Is that these great rabbis, they were not knowing, I mean they weren't knowing covered. They learned up the sugya according to them. They said, listen, my friend's also a great rabbi. He knows kol ha'torah. I give him covered. If I give him respect, so therefore he's going to accept from Kaskol, he's going to become a bal gaiva. He's going to think he's the man. So you know what? I'm not going to give him respect. I'm not, because you know what? For me, I don't need respect. I know who I am, and I know my friend doesn't need respect either. But what? What kind of cheshbon is that? First of all, you have to give respect to everyone you meet. Every person you meet, you have to give respect to, right? As my mother always quotes, especially my grandfather, right? You don't have to like everyone, but you have to be nice to everyone. Big statement. You don't have to like everyone. You're not gonna be best friends with everyone. If you think you are, you're delusional. Right? There are people who are very different than us and whatever different, but you have to be nice to everyone, even if you're having a bad day, and that's hard sometimes. But you know what the pshat is? The pshat is that these great rabbis learned up the sugya according to them, but they should have learned up the sugya according to their friends. If you want to pass, and it's very hard, the reason why I was talking about self-centeredness is because the reason why we're brought down from this is because we're so focused on ourselves. So sometimes it's hard to look at the other. If you're focused on yourself, for example, I heard a great example. Let's say I was throwing a birthday party for my wife. Baruch Hashem, my wife, beautiful relationship. So she's not as loud as me. She would never get up in front of a lot of people and give a shiur. That's not who she is. She's quiet. She's an introvert. She'd rather go and read a book and just have her own quiet time. She laughs a lot. She laughs, Baruch Hashem, but she's an introvert. Or if you want to define whatever that means. So if I would go and make her a birthday party and invite 150 people for her, that would be overwhelming. But if she would want to throw a party for me, and she would invite 150 people, I don't know why there'd be 150 people, right? Maybe my delusional friends, right? But if she would go and throw a party for me, let's say 40 of my closest friends ever, that's a lot of friends, let's say 2 of my closest friends ever, okay, whatever, I don't have to hurt myself here, but that would energize me. So if I was throwing a party, I wouldn't do that for my wife. I wouldn't throw that type of party. But if she was throwing a party for me, then she should. Because she's not looking at herself. She's looking at the other. The Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. This is the time that we learn Pirkei Avos. Right? 49 days. 48 ways to Karnei Torah. So the Mishnah says in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. In Perek Aleph. Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, Yeshua ben Praka, Vinataya Arbali Kiblu Mehem. Yeshua ben Praka says the following. Amazing. He says, Asay lecha rav, get yourself a rabbi, Uknei lecha chaver, have a friend, Mahavidar, they call Adam lekafskus, and judge everyone with a good eye. What does that mean? Him what he needs, not what you need. Wow, okay, we got a lot of questions. So that's the answer in the first pshat. The first answer of the first pshat. How can it be? Is that these tell me them what I need, not what their friend needs. That's a problem. If you want to build a better relationship, think about all your relationships. Get out of yourself. Listen. Even just listening to someone is getting out of your tard. You know, I go to shir from Reb Brizak, one of the biggest machankim in Eretz Yisrael. So Reb Brizak, you know, he has a lot of people that are knocking down his door. He's a very busy man. And he said, you know, once Kufa, he said it was cute like a hen to him, and he didn't open his mouth. He just let people talk. And they've been on and on and on. Just listen. He said it's so hard. Think about it. Just listen. It's so hard. But it's a little thing. What would that person want? Not what I want. And it's hard because, again, we're self-centered. But really, Bamis, if you really want to build a Gevaldic relationship, I mean, you know, I keep on saying it's hard, is look at the other. What do they need? What does this person need? What does my parents need? What do my children need? What do my grandchildren sometimes they're little, so you don't really know. But I'm saying you gotta know, what does my friend need? What does my wife need? What does my husband need? The little things. That's what it's all about. It's all about getting out of yourself. What was the second question? The second question, why Shabbos and parents? Because Shabbos represents, just finished the Pesach, Emunah. Seventh day I rest. That's the Emunah. That's the pinnacle of Ben Adam L'Makom, your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And what about Kibbutz Avim? That's the pinnacle of Ben Adam L'Chaver. Your parents brought you into this world, that Karas HaTov. Whatever they say, the Sefer HaChinuch says, that Karas HaTov, for everything that they did. The amazing Gevaldikite that they brought you into this world. But what is the relationship with Ben Adam L'Chavero? Get out of yourself. That's what your parents have to give over. That's what parents have to give over. It's not just all about you. It's what I can do for someone else. That's what they ask a big gadol. What's the whole point? Why are you having kids? Okay, so it's a puravu. There's a population of the world. We're God's chosen people. Said a great gadol. I think they say B'Shem the Stipler. I'm not sure. We'll say it's B'Shem the Stipler, but it could be someone else. You know why? Because Hashem wants us to populate the world so you could give to a child. Because if you're giving to a child for nachas, you're doing it for yourself. You give to a child to get out of yourself. Because when they wake up at 3 in the morning and you don't want to get up, but someone's got to get up with them. They haven't created robots yet. You know, my father's involved in the high-tech world. Probably one day they will. But they haven't. But they shouldn't. Even if you have a robot in 20 years from now, you get up. You show yourself that it's not all giving to your kids. That's what it's all about. Getting out of yourself. That's what you have children for. So you show that it's not all about you. And you want to know what the greatest relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is? Is when, you know, and I was thinking of this idea and I say it over, but to live it is different, right? Before you daven, what am I davening for? I'm davening for a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But what does that mean? Get out of yourself. Enough. Stop thinking about yourself. Our greatest Shemona Esrei's out to Hashem. We don't focus on ourselves. We ask Hashem, you're bigger than me, God. You can do whatever you want. Get out of yourself. You say, it's not all about me. It's not all about my work. Yeah, you got to do a shtadlus. But it's not. That's not what it's all about. It's about getting out of yourself and showing yourself that you, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is in charge. Shabbos represents Ben Adam L'Makom. Kibbutz Avim, parents has been... is Ben Adam L'Chavero, but they're intertwined, as we spoke about once before, because the yisod of relationships with man and the yisod of relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is get out of yourself. Stop focusing so much on yourself. Listen to someone else. If someone calls and you want him a second, don't answer the phone. Why do you have to make him feel like an idiot? Just put yourself in the other person's shoes, and it's hard sometimes. It's hard because sometimes you don't know what the other person's shoes are. Sometimes we don't know what our shoes are. You got to learn to build yourself also. That's obviously part of it. Ben Adam La'atzmon, the Marshal, Brachas. And lastly, the first question, why Achremos? Because we just finished the Pesach. And the whole Yisod of the Pesach was Gevaldik. And last week, Israel had Parshas Achremos. But the whole idea of Achremos, why? What was the sin? Again, we spoke about what happened with the sons, what they messed up, right? How they messed up our own sons. But what was the yisod is that they wanted to always be on that high. They wanted a Yom Kippur every day. And life's not about a Yom Kippur. Once a year is Yom Kippur. But it's through their struggles. Then we go right into the avodah of Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is the pinnacle. Nadav, right? The sons, what did they want? Nadav Avihu, what did they want? They wanted to live a Yom Kippur. Kadosh Ani, but that's not what Kedusha is. Kedusha is that even when the mundane, you bring Kaddush. I could go to the bathroom and still bring Kedusha into it because I can make a bracha afterwards. I could do the most mundane things. This is part of the connection of the three Averos. Maybe we'll talk about it later. But that I could do the animalistic thing of you know, Baruch Hashem, mature audience over here. That you could be with someone, but at the same time, you could bring Kedusha into it. And some people don't. And some people, that's the point is too, is to bring Kedusha in. But the yisod of Achremos is that after a Pesach, you're on the high. Now we're back in everyday life, but you still could get back to the high. It's a struggle. It's this relationship. More and more. And it's hard and you fall. And oh, this guy is a jerk to me. And this, but no, don't learn it that way. What can I give? Just keep on giving. Oh, it's hard to give. Yeah, it's hard. You got to build yourself also. They don't give to me. Okay, but the initiative. If you take the initiative, you'll be happier with yourself. Oh, but they're so mean. Yeah, but maybe they're learning and we've spoken about this. Take the initiative. Just keep on giving. Give, give, giving. And I promise you, you'll build a relationship with that person. If you don't want to, you don't have to. You just got to be nice. But being nice is seeing what the other person wants. Just to end with the following story. It's getting late, like usual. I definitely told this story before. And the story is that playing, I have this little thing about playing basketball. And I was playing one-on-one. I spoke about this before. I was playing one-on-one. And I was playing one-on-one, and we wanted to make the stakes. So his stake was, I was trying to figure out what should be the stakes. So he said, Rebbe, if I win, your wife has to make me blondies. Big tray of blondies. I didn't ask my wife. So I said, listen, if I win, you have to finish Maseches Makis. I saw him getting nervous. There he was much better than me. I'm not so good, but whatever. I'm a little tense. I'm trying to beat up people. Back and forth, much better shape than me. But guess what? I wasn't playing for myself. I was playing for him because I wanted him to finish Makis. Baruch Hashem, he actually just did. If you're listening right there, I'm proud of you. Unbelievable. Finished more Masechtas. And he did it because what happened was 9-up. Back and forth, intense game. And I said, Hashem, I don't have the stamina. You see, this guy's in good shape. I'm not, you know, rounds of shape. I'm not going to win. Back and forth, 9-up. I said, Hashem, just help me hit the next two shots. I won't be able to pull through. I didn't even ask my wife. Obviously, she'll make the blondies. She does everything for me, but like, that's not fair. I can just ask someone to do something. And it's not even for me, it's for someone else, one of my bachrim. Baruch Hashem, see after the Shemaya, hit the next shots, 11-9, beat him. Gevaldik. He had to finish Makis, we're at a whole star, and he just finished it, Baruch Hashem. Take the story another level. The reason why the mistake was because I saw this at NCSY Call, where I give shir, and everyone saw me playing this one-on-one, so I told the story to them. They went over to him, made him feel bad. So I never want to feel bad. I said, I think two times. One said it in a big Shabbaton from the Holy Yeshiva. This guy is much better than me. He's a good basketball player. I'm not so good. This is a guy that scores like 15 points a game. I score negative two. I actually once tipped the ball in for the other team. I did actually once have negative two. Unbelievable. So listen to the story. You know, we were back. He actually beat me, I think, two times before. I knew I could beat him. You know, he's better. He's good. Much better than me. But, you know, I'm bigger, a little bigger than him. Rounds of shape. And I knew I could beat him. I just had to hit my layups. So again, he pulled. If I win, your wife has to make me a deli roll. And a little money for Svarim. And I said to him, if you lose and I win, you got to do Bubba Kama. 121 daf. Sorry, I got excited about it. God, man, obviously the story's I won. Hold on. He was up 10-7, dead win by two. He takes a shot, the ball's going in. While the ball's in the air, he says, and I want my deli roll crispy. Ball goes in, ball goes out. I know if he's listening, he's going, oh, that's not the story, but that's the story. I get the ball, and I have determination. Boom, 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 10 up. He scores a basket, 11-10. Oh, what am I going to do? He's another one. And then all of a sudden, boom, I get the ball, 11 up, and then I beat him 13-11. You know what the pshat is in that story? Is I did play for myself a little. But I played for him. And I played that it was in a game not for myself. I wanted him to finish Bubba Kama, not me. I wanted him to finish Makis. The more we get out of ourselves, the happier we're going to be. Let us learn from the students of Rebbe Akiva. Let us understand at Shatzosai Tishmaru and Kibbut Avaim is one theme. Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lechavero. Shabbos is Ben Adam Pinnacle, Ben Adam Lamakom. Why? Shabbos, Ben Adam Lechavero. You know what the interlock, you know what the connection is? Both getting out of yourself. Get out of yourself. You want a better relationship with people. And they'll give to you also. Don't, oh, I have to get out of myself. I'm going to get. No, they'll give to you also. It'll be reciprocal. And learn from that although they want a Kedusha fully It's hard work. That's not what it's all about. It's about avoda, working, working, working. Let us take achremos for America, kedoshim for Eretz Yisrael this year's Omer period. Let us build on ourselves. Let us work harder and harder and harder. And let us have an amazing, amazing Shabbos. Let us bring the kedusha into our lives. Bring Hashem into our lives. Everyone have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.